Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Always a pleasant treat to be able to hear that illustrious and elongated intro by Morpheus City Recording. This is T.A.T. Scott and Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game, welcoming you to yet another show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Saturday, July 18th, 2015, mark your calendars, folks. That is the day of the Centex Legit Football Combine, which is fastly approaching us, only 12 days away. So make sure you go ahead and get registered, and we'll talk about that here shortly. It's going to be held at Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas. If you're taking I-35 north or south, exit 294B. Go on our website, tascoutandscoop.com, and make sure that you pre-register. We're going to have some outstanding prospects at this event, some prospects that are actually committed already to go to certain schools, and other prospects that are just hungry to continue to get their name out there. There is no on-site registration, so please act accordingly as soon as you can as far as pre-registering. Students, continue to take advantage of your summer break. I want to encourage everyone throughout the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas to continue working hard, especially those 2016 prospects that have yet to receive their first offer, and, of course, the underclassmen that are trying to make an early name for yourselves. Work, work, work. It is never a good thing to be sitting idle or to be lazy. So you always have to put that time in. I always say practice with that Barry Sanders mentality that you're the backup and you're trying to earn a starting position, or with the Michael Jordan mentality that you were cut from your high school team and you're trying to earn a spot on the team, always working with that insatiable appetite to get better. Tonight, we have a very special guest, 2016 DT/OG prospect, Kenny Sissy from Centerville, delightful young man. He had a pretty good junior season, and we're going to further help him get his name out there even more by way of exposure on our radio show, Scouting Report and Magazine. As always, this is going to be a great combo with another intriguing prospect here in the Central Texas area. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's profile and highlights. Again, that's centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. As far as social media goes, follow us on Twitter at @TAScoutandScoop, at @TAScoutandScoop, and also with the popular hashtag centexfootball, or football recruiting. You see one of these hashtags, most likely you'll usually see tweets associated with @TAScoutandScoop along with it. Send us a friend request on Facebook, T.A.'s Centex Football Prospects. That's three words, T.A.'s, Centex, and last word, Football Prospects. And we'll definitely add you on as a friend. Remember, go to our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors Magazine. We still have copies left, tascoutandscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine. That's our Winter Honors Magazine for everyone this past year that made All-District, All-State, my personal All-Centex team, and all seniors that signed their letters of intent on National Signing Day. Our Summer 1 issue is coming out pretty soon here. It'll be out before you know it. So our Summer 1 issue is coming out. Again, that's the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. We're the only ones that strictly cover the Central Texas area as far as having a magazine. It's a very interesting piece of work, and yours truly is proud to be associated with it. Also, calling all Central Texas area businesses, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, or our magazine. Just reach out to us either on social media or email us at tascottandscoop@gmail.com. That's tascottandscoop@gmail.com. And we'll make sure that we get you the advertising packages that we have to offer in return. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. Then we're going to be back to speak with our very special guest this evening, Mr. Kenny Searcy from Centerville High School. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sand City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, all right. Inspired Design Hair Salon and Barbershop located on Stan Sluter Loop in Killeen, Texas. Ms. D and her crew out there making sure that they keep their customers looking even more beautiful and pleasant prior to receiving services from them. Well, I'd like to welcome to our show this evening a young man who's definitely fighting to get his name out there and a workaholic on the field, Mr. Kenny Searcy. Kenny, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you coming on our show to tell us what's going on with you in the sport of football and also off the field, and just ready to help you get your name out there even further.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Kenny, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this show rolling. Now, you attend Centerville High School, Centerville, which is located in what I call the Brazos Valley area. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to you to be a Centerville Tiger and to be from the city of Centerville?
Well, I try to do everything 110%. To be from the city of the Tiger, all the staff, they all know you. You're not like say you go to a big school, they ain't all gonna know who you are. Just everybody loves coming out, whatever sport you do, and they'll support you about everything.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And I've been to Centerville a few years back actually to call softball out there, and believe me, that small town hospitality is definitely nothing like it. Centerville, Leon, and all those areas out there, man, you guys definitely know how to compete hard out there. And again, and the closeness of the communities out there is almost unparalleled.
Yes.
Well, with that being said, what are the goals of the Tigers for this upcoming season?
Well, we lost a lot of players last year, and we have a lot coming back, and I think we should be good this year. We should go a little farther, hopefully this year, go to the state championship.
Okay.
I think we can do it.
All right, then. Right. Now, you say you guys lost a lot of players, okay? So
yes,
that means, of course, you guys have to rally the troops, as they use as far as the perfect jargon or analogy when talking about getting your teammates ready for the season. But is there anyone else on your team that you like to make known, coaches, fans, and other scouts like myself?
Yes, sir. His name is Charleston Denman. He's our running back. He's number 6. He's a pretty good athlete.
Okay. All right. So make sure you guys go check these guys out. They're trying to win a state championship like any sane team would. You know, any team that goes in not feeling that they can, you know, do well is a team that is not destined for success. But these guys, in spite of losing a lot of players, they're talking about coming back and doing even bigger things this upcoming season. So keep your eyes out for the Centerville Tigers. If you're in the Bradford Valley area, make sure you check these guys out underneath those Friday night lights. All right, Kenny. Okay, as I tell any other prospect that I interview on this show, you can't play football without the grades. So
yes.
What is your grade point average, and how, and personally, how important are academics to you?
My grade point average right now is a 2.8, and hoping to get up to 3.0. I think school comes before sports, so I'm busting my butt to do what I can to make my grades so I can play.
All right. Sound like a true student athlete, a guy that's always busting his rear just to make sure he can stay out there on the football field, busting his rear in the classroom, that is, because if you do that just as hard as you do it, just as hard as you work on the football field, there's no question that you'll have a lot of success. So, again, for all of you all out there, make sure that you're doing all you can to make sure that you are the perfect student in the classroom, just as you want to be the perfect athlete on the field. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and speak more with Kenny Searcy from Centerville High School. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. But make sure that you look up a Toastmasters club in a city near you. Toastmasters is located in numerous cities throughout these United States of America and also in various cities throughout the entire world. Toastmasters is an organization that definitely can help you improve your public speaking skills. There is no way I'd be able to broadcast live to you on the air, nor to give a motivational speech, had it not been for years of training in Toastmasters. So again, if you're someone that likes giving presentations, likes speaking in front of people, or just want to improve the way you speak publicly, please, by all means, check out Toastmasters. And just like the motto in Toastmasters goes, if you want to get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. So again, check out the Toastmasters club in the city near you. Well, we're back with the young man, 2016 defensive tackle prospect, offensive guard prospect, Kenny Searcy from Centerville High School, one of those small towns where the athletes definitely play with more heart out there on the football field. Kenny, what do you feel are your strengths as an offensive lineman?
I'm not as tall as most of them. I have the speed, the strength, and I can run a little bit. So it gives me an advantage to them.
Right. I like the fact that you have good leverage and good balance as well. Those are things that definitely are needed at the college level when looking at an offensive line prospect. What about defensive line? What do you feel your strengths are?
I'm very explosive. My first two steps, I'm just right off the ball, watching the ball.
Okay, do you feel like you have any areas of improvement? Because, again, remember, there's no such thing as a perfect football player. So what do you think you need to improve on both sides?
I have lots of room to improve. I need to improve on a lot of stuff. Just need to take the time, practice, and I'll get better at it.
Okay. All right. I like that. Continuing to practice. Well, I tell you what, young man, with that type of mentality, a guy that's always willing to get to work hard to get better, indeed, you will eventually get better as long as you're putting in that time and effort every day. And again, like you said, you have those first two explosive steps. Yes, sir, you immediately do. As long as you keep getting to that quarterback are influencing him to make wrong decisions that will continuously illuminate your name to a lot of college coaches out there. Now, do you have a preference as to what position you like to play in college?
At college, I'd like to play offensive guard.
Offensive guard, okay, okay. Why offense over defense? Because I know a lot of people, well, I know in offense you always collide in every play. But I know a lot of people say that they rather hit, you know, a lot of people that play both ways say that they rather hit. But what's your reason for rather wanting to play offense than defense?
I work more on offense, and I'm improving better on offense than I'm a defense because I practice it more. And all the camps that I go to offensive camps. And
okay. All right, understood. And you're the guy that always makes sure that your quarterback is protecting it and opening up those gaping holes for the running back, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Kenny, you attend a 2A school, is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Now, what is your response to any doubters or naysayers that feel that you're only good because you play at a small school? And I have to be honest with you, Kenny, when I ask you that question, because I refereed football for 10-plus years. And before I started refereeing football, I always thought that, you know, small school kids really were just good because they played at small schools. But it wasn't until I started refereeing football and seeing a lot of those small school prospects, man, you guys played with the most passion, like, ever presented in football. And y'all really do not like to give up. I mean, you guys hate to lose more than anybody, especially when it's a game against a rival. So what is your response to the naysayers out there that think that may think that you're only good because you played a small school?
Well, I think it's wrong, because if we have all the same, maybe the little smaller people, but they're all the same, maybe a little stronger, but it's all football, it's all collision, it's all just battle. There's nothing different about bigger like 5A, 6A schools than there's 2A schools.
Okay, all right. A young man definitely defending his territory, his geographical area, his school, and also the type of players that he plays against. So remember, folks, don't be fooled by the size of the school. These guys, they play football too. They love it just as much, if not more, than a lot of the bigger school kids. So, again, check these kids out on Friday Night Lights, folks, underneath those Friday Night Lights. They can play football, and they play it seriously just like the next man. And also, the one thing I love about small school prospects and small school football is that most of the time you're watching Iron Man football. So these guys, they have no choice in most cases but to play both ways. Just like Kenny has to play both ways most games, that's how it is at most Class 2A schools. So, again, you're watching some athletes that have to have the stamina to run up and down the football field almost the whole game, all night Friday night, and continuously do that for at least 10 weeks throughout the season. Now, Kenny, do you play any other sports?
Yes, sir, I do. I play baseball, basketball, and I do track.
Oh, man, woo! A guy, again, folks, this is a small-town athlete with a lot of heart and a lot of athleticism that you guys often overlook. This guy stays busy year-round, basketball, baseball, and track. You didn't say basketball, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so how do you feel playing all those sports help you to mature as a football player athletically?
Because it keeps me going. Doesn't make me go home and every day just sit on a couch and eat potato chips. I'm actually doing something through the year. And this summer, we're going to these lineman challenges and just keeps getting better over and over and over.
All right. And, Kenny, I say this affectionately to you, but, man, that's the one thing that I love about the country boy style of athlete. The country boys usually, again, they play with more heart, and you'll rarely find country boys that are lazy. Okay, that's one thing I love about the style and the persona of the country boys playing high school football here in the Central Texas area. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with being country. We all have country roots. Believe me, I know I do. So again, this young man is one of countless others that's playing like this all year long, and he admitted, hey, it keeps him busy. It keeps him from off the couch being lazy. So he's always putting the effort in. That counts for something. Those are things that are priceless, folks, that young men like Kenny are doing day in and day out. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take one more commercial break, and we'll be back to finish up our conversation with Kenny Searcy from Centerville High School, so stay tuned.
Dave Messer's Barbershop, located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, it's Fade Masters Barbershop, located at, on Rancid Avenue in Killeen. Make sure you check out Neil and his crew. Keep you faded up and looking tight. All right. We're back. Kenny Searcy from Centerville High School. Kenny, how is recruiting going? I mean, do you have any offers yet? And if not, what schools are showing you interest currently?
My recruiting's going pretty good. I got a couple people looking at me. I got SFA. They're very interested in me. I got a junior college blend. Sam Houston was looking at me. Just a bunch of little Division II schools.
Okay.
It's going pretty good.
All right. Hey, that's good. That's good, Kenny, because, hey, some interest is better than no interest, and that's good interest. I mean, those are good schools, Sam Houston, SFA, Blinn, one of the top JUCO programs. So, hey, continue to play hard your senior year, continue to improve like you said, you know, you've been working to do. And believe me, hopefully you'll get even more interest from various college coaches out there. So I'm really glad to see that you're getting interest. Now, are they looking at you at offensive line or D-line?
Offensive line.
Offensive line. Okay, all right then. Well, they'll definitely be getting a good one, whoever ends up being able to sign you on as a student athlete to their respective higher institution of learning. Now, are you planning on attending any other football camps for the remainder of this summer? And if so, which one?
I was going to probably attend Sam Houston. They got one
okay.
coming up pretty soon.
All right. Sounds good. Well, like you said, they are showing you interest, so by all means, hey, make sure that you make them even more interested in you by your showing at their camp.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any lasting comments that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your Tiger teammates?
Everybody, like my whole varsity roster, every morning about maybe, I think, 9 through 11, we'll be up there working out and running, just trying to get better, to get improved. After that, they go on, maybe some will go to farm work. Like me, I was on a tractor till about, I think, 8:30, and then I got your text message. Just stuff like that. Just keep us from doing something so we don't get out of shape and, like you said, lazy.
All right. Man, that is cool. That is cool, Ken. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I'm definitely excited to see what you guys at Centerville are going to do this upcoming season. Folks, again, like I said, those small-town boys, stop underestimating them, stop overlooking them. They play ball, too, and they have a serious work ethic in most cases, even more so than a lot of the bigger schools. Well, Kenny, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show tonight. One thing that I forgot to ask you, what is your height, weight, and your 40 time?
My height, I'm 6'3". I weigh 277 pounds, and I run a 4.9 340.
4.9 40. That is fast, folks. That is fast at that size and for that position. So, again, or for those positions that he plays. So, again, make sure you follow these guys this year because they're expecting to do some pretty big things. Well, also, for those of you all out there that are listening, make sure immediately after this broadcast, that you go to our blog page, Syntex. FootballScoop.blogspot.com, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see this young man's profile, and also you'll be able to listen to this radio show in its entirety and be able to view his highlights as well. Calling all Syntex area businesses, again, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, or our magazine, just to make sure we help you to further build on your brand, helping each other grow in commerce and business. Well, for TA Scouting Scoop, make sure again you go on our website, tascoutingscoop.com, register for the football combine, Saturday, July 18th, Saturday, July 18th. That's in Temple, Texas at Central Texas Christian School. Central Texas Christian School is going to be some prospects there that are going to get after it. Believe me, the one-on-ones, whether it's the one-on-ones, the position drills, the 40, it is filled with excitement, and the athletes bring their best attitudes and work ethics out there to make sure that they are going to show up and do big things. Well, for T.A. Scott and Scoop, Kenny Searcy, you all take it easy out there. Be safe and be blessed, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show.